Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go.
This is it.
This is Soft Like Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Doss with Pow Pow Pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
It's the Monday morning episode. Oh, if you're an IFS subscriber, the Sunday evening episode, because that's when we're recording it.
Just better Sunday ready. Night than the South Bank show, isn't it? Which is what, well, I guess, depends on the South Bank show. Some of them were good.
Aye, it depends who it was about, doesn't it, really? If it was like, there was a one about the Smiths, which I remember was, we all looked forward to immensely.
I was just about to say that, and I can't even remember one about the Smiths. I was just about to say, I bet there was one about the Smiths.
Really? Yeah, there was. Yeah. And it came out after they'd split up. And I recorded it on my VHS for posterity.
Mother, you wouldn't understand. It's about the Smiths.
Yes, the South Bank show. Yes, that South Bank show. The one we never watch. Yes, the Smiths.
Oh, Mother, you're such a philistine. Melvin Bragg is a very intelligent man. My mum fancied Melvin Bragg, obviously. I mean, I've said before, my mum basically fancied any man who appeared on television, as far as I can understand it, between like 1979 and 1989, my understanding was any man who came on TV who was kind of between the ages of like 20 and 60, she'd be like, oh, I think he's gorgeous, that fella.
So, Michael Burke.
Definitely.
Cannon and Ball.
Oh, yeah, I mean, let me tell you, fucking Tommy Cannon, Bobby Ball, she was on about him until recently, like, because he died not that long ago.
That's right, yeah.
And she was, like, distraught about it and was texting me because she, like, but the thing was about Bobby Ball was he looked like Archie the Milkman.
Yeah.
Archie the Milkman was, like, a taller version of Bobby Ball, like, sort of a bit taller and skinnier, but basically the same. And yeah, he just was, like, similar character. I think that's why she liked Archie, because it reminded her of Bobby Ball.
But more. Bobby Ball, but more. Taller.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking
Bobby
hell.
Ball Extra, that's what he called himself.
Did she fancy Duncan Chase Me Norvell?
Probably, yeah. Because he was probably having a boyish appeal.
Jesus Christ.
She might have drawn the line at little and large. Because, let's be honest, neither of them. But I can imagine her having found Eddie Large's charisma, and I'm doing quote marks here, sexy. Mm. I'm afraid that's the sort of thing my mum would say. Funnily enough, I was talking of my mum's love life. We were up at, we were stuck on Hogarth Roundabout. Anyone who lives or has lived in West London will know it. Sort of fairly miserable roundabout, but quite a well-known one. And we were looking, and there's a Tesla showroom on that roundabout. But what's funny is it's quite kind of down at heel looking. For, you know, you think Tesla, you think Elon Musk, you think, what do you think, largesse?
Yeah, lasers coming out of it and stuff.
Exactly, but it looks like it's kind of, it's like a building that looks like it was built in the 80s to look modern, in like an 80s architect idea of what a modern building would look like.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of like grim, right? And there's some Teslas in the window. And we, you know, we were stuck at the lights, and my wife was going, oh, that's sort of horrible, that building, for a Tesla building, isn't it? And I said, yeah, well, I remember when that was a pub called, believe it or not, The Feathers, just like Roy and Blackie's local.
Yeah.
And I said, even by the standard of the pubs around here, it was pretty rough. I said, in fact, the only thing I remember about it is when we had a neighbour who I might have talked about before called The Tone. And The Tone, nice bloke, but, like, pretty young, because he was my mate Darren from next door. Darren was the one who I used to dig with.
He used to dig with, of course, yeah.
and the one who claimed that his dad took him to Disneyland on Concorde and he went on a big wheel so fast that he spat, and then when he went round the next time, his own spit hit him in the face. Remember that?
Yeah.
But the tone was his older brother. And so the tone was probably only about my brother's age. But he developed the hots for my mum, and he kept knocking round and asking her out. And I was like, what? Even when I was a kid, I was like, this isn't right. I mean, he was a lot older than me. It wasn't like my mate age. Yeah. It wasn't like one of my mates asking my mum out.
What was the age difference then between him and your mum?
I don't know. But the weird thing was that my mum was mates with his mum, right? That was what was weird. Still is, right? Yeah. But, like, his mum was my mum's mate. And then her son, Tony, but I think self-appointed nickname was The Tone, right? Mm. The Tone kept knocking around and asking her out. And I thought, this isn't right. And because my mum is just, like, she can't handle anything awkward, she just went, in the end, she just went, yeah, all right, it was one of those. He gave in. She gave in. Because he kept asking. And she went on a date with the Toad to the Feathers at Hogarth Roundabout. This all came flooding back to me earlier. This all came flooding back to me earlier when we were stuck in traffic, feeling pretty miserable. God. I was in a miserable mood all day. We're stuck in traffic, me and my wife, miserable at Hogarth Roundabout, encased by traffic fumes. And my wife's just gone, look at that Tesla building. It's really poxy for a Tesla building. And I've gone, ugh. I remember, and it was the Feathers. She, oh, yeah. Did you go there? No, my mum did once. The Tone from next door took her there. Oh, they all came flooding back. And a miserable day suddenly became all the more miserable.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So was it just one date?
Just one day. I don't think anything happened. Don't know. I'll ask my mum. I'll send her a text.
Yeah. Yeah,
think it was just like, that's my mum. I mean, My kids have been round there today for Sunday dinner. Me and my missus didn't go because we actually had other plans, which I'll fill you in on if we have time. We've been out for on a cracking National Trust Day out.
Nice. Right?
Brilliant. But my kids went round there and they came back and Lynn was a bit distressed. And I said, what's the matter? What happened? Was it the osteopath Rob McDonald's? Am I going to have to go round and spark him? Mm. And he went, no, it weren't that. There was a knocker. Remember recently I was talking about the knockers?
Fucking hell, yeah.
There was a knocker at my mum's. Now, my kids have never seen a knocker before, I don't think.
Right.
And but Len did recently, I did show him a bit of the knockers documentary because...
Still need to watch that,
I thought he'd find it funny, and obviously he did because it's probably the funniest programme ever made, so how could you not find that funny, right? But I think it's different seeing a documentary about knockers back in... like the early 80s, right? And actually coming face to face with a knocker.
Yeah.
And he came in, he went, this guy knocked on the door and he was Irish and he told Bren, that's my mum, he told Bren that he'd just been released from prison the day before. And also his best mate had died and he'd given his best mate CPR, but it hadn't worked, so he'd watched him die in his arms. And anyway, do you want to buy some J-cloths?
it'll help with the grieving process.
Exactly, right? And my mum's well-versed in knockers. She knows what's going on. She's not like, oh, but she won't just say, clear off, thank you, no, and slam the door, which is sometimes all you can do with knockers, right? Yeah, and don't worry, they factor that into their business plan. They work to a 90%, 10% success rate.
Yeah.
If you slam the door on them...
You've got to have a thick skin to be a knocker.
To be a knocker, you have. So you think, oh, God, maybe it'll be awkward and they'll be upset. They're not upset, they're knockers. This is what they do.
No, they know you're going to be fucking...
Exactly, and sometimes they will act hurt. Like, I once had a knocker shouting through my letterbox saying, I know you're in, right? Seriously, I did. And I was just like, fuck it, I don't care. You're a knocker. Get on with your knocking. Not today, knocker. Not today. But like, yeah, apparently this bloke was relentless. And I go, what did Rod do? Right? So obviously, as regular listeners will know, I'm Rod's really in my bad books, right? Mm. Or as I call them, in my cunt books. Mm-hmm. I have a little book, the Book of Cunts, and I write down names of people. Mm-hmm. Rod's in there.
I have a shit list. You have a cunt book.
It's at the moment, Rod's in there, as is the very minor former pop star who cunted me off via WhatsApp message last week. They're both in there side by side.
Another clue drops.
I've had a lot of guesses on Twitter, but no one's guessed right.
Right, okay.
But even if they do guess right, I'm not, you know,
you're not gonna
I don't
tell
think
them,
I'll say
no,
but anyway. So, yeah, he's on the cunt list. So I said, what did he do? Because my mum was getting distressed. Apparently, both my kids were distressed.
Right, he's the man of the house. What's he doing?
Both my kids are quite posh, aren't they? Because, like, you know, they've grown up in barns, right? And they're like, oh, knock us.
Are they going to kill us?
Yeah, exactly. They'll eat us. They'll boil our bones.
They'll eat our eyeballs. No.
Right, so I've gone, fucking hell, you had a knocker. What did Rod do? And they said, Rod was just in the front room, peering through the gap in the blinds. What was that? He wouldn't go out and confront it. And apparently the knocker, right, when he clocked Rod peering at him, do you know what he did? He did the old classic to my mum. He went, is that your dad, is it? To my mum. Right. At which point, Rod just scuttled off out of view. Fucking Rod. Rod, you need to know how to get rid of a fucking knocker. And do you know what happened? Christ. I said, what happened? Oh, he wouldn't go away. She tried everything, wouldn't go away. At one point, another neighbour stopped by and started trying to sort of talk to my mum to try and help kind of change the subject, get knocked out. He still wouldn't go away. You know what she did in the end? She only gave him a tenner for some fucking tea towels. And that's why I'm bringing up the story of her going to the feathers with the tone. That's what my mum was like.
She'll give in, eventually.
She'll just go, oh, fuck's sake, all right, here's a tenner, I'll buy some tea towels.
Yeah.
And you know those tea towels, first, like, robust bit of drying they come up against, mate, they will perish, won't they? Do you know what I mean?
They will. I'm just thinking, I've not had the luxury of having a knocker at my front door, but they are around because, you know, the Nextdoor app that we've mentioned before.
Yeah.
If they're ever in town or in the locality, they'll get mentioned on there.
Yeah.
And they always come from Middlesbrough, apparently, and they target Sunderland.
What do you call people from Middlesbrough? Smokies?
Smoggies.
Smoggies, that's
Smoggies, because of the chemical factories and everything.
Do they smell of chemicals?
They do. But so I haven't been lucky enough yet, but I just remember there's something on fucking Nextdoor today, and someone's posted a thing. Hang on, I'm just getting it on the screen now. Here it comes. And this fella's just posted, finally got our patio finished. Smiley emoji. If you want a low-maintenance patio, this isn't for you. And he's posted a picture of his patio. And he's just basically showing off. And he's just saying how good it is.
Yeah, he's got a Nextdoor. One of these situations.
Look at my new patio, you cunts. You want a
look
low maintenance one? Don't get this. This is high maintenance, this patio.
High maintenance, but that's what you get with quality. All right, cunts, still dealing with just fucking shitty grass in your garden. Not me, mate.
It's just some grey square tiles. And there's like a grey kind of border around it. And in the border, there's some plants. And that's it. So it doesn't look high maintenance at all. It looks like he's got fake grass as well. He's had his old back done.
Well, but, hang on, so have I. Before we get into slagging off people with fake grass.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for lazy cunts, and I'll admit that. There is no other reason for having it other than laziness, and that's why I did it.
And the comments are, the replies are beautiful, lovely, and looks fab. So no one's called him out on showing off about his
just
patio.
Just showing off his patio.
Yeah.
For being a patio wanker, as
patio wanker,
believe patio they're cunt. Known. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Jalapeño.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you wouldn't be hearing this brief but annoying message if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tits.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Jalapeño.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Jalapeño.
So you went to the National Trust. You had a National Trust day.
Went to Austerley House, which is off the A4. Sort of. I tell you, Austerley is a sort of a strange, like, hinterland. The only place I've kind of been there, right? The only reason I've been there is it's where Sky is. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Sky TV is fucking right on the wastelands of London, in what's called, you know, the West London Corridor. Right, which is like a long fucking road that goes out towards Heathrow Airport, right? Okay. And there's a few little suburbs dotted around on each side, and Austerley is one of them. And the only reason I've ever spent time there is Sky. I spent a lot of time working at Sky over the years. And even Sky TV is a pretty bleak industrial estate, really. Mm-hmm. The people who work there, it's a nice place to work because they've turned it into one of those little mini, almost like... you know, like, they know that they're asking people to work in a shit area because most other TV companies are in nice parts of town.
London,
right?
Yeah.
So what they do is they turn it into a little fiefdom, right? It's Murdoch's little fiefdom. So if you work there, although it looks like a sort of a bleak industrial estate, they've got on-site quite nice places to eat. They've got an on-site Waitrose, mate, in their workplace.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Right?
They've longer Murdoch, is it? Because he sold it.
That's right.
Is it Viacom
got,
or
maybe that's
like
when
that,
they got the Waitrose put in. Maybe he'd blocked it. Fucking Waitrose? What? If they're fucking hungry, give them a fucking sandwich. What they need a fucking Waitrose for? What, they want to buy olives? Anyway, what am I on about? Yeah, it's quite nice there. That's the only reason I know it. But turns out there's a fucking National Trust round the back of it.
Round
right?
the back?
Round well, the back
had,
of fucking
they've had
Sky.
They've put in as well. They've had a National Trust thing
yeah.
put in.
Yeah. Oh, what a National Trust put in there. What's the point of being in England unless you've got a big fucking country house with loads of historical artefacts in it and some pretty gardens?
Now, build it from scratch. I know someone. I can get status. No problem.
We'll get the antiques shipped in from somewhere. So lend a bit of culture to the area, for fuck's sake. Yeah, big country home, lovely. So me and my good wife went there. There was some cows which I interacted with. Might post a picture for Turbo subscribers and write a little story about my day out,
nice,
actually. Because
yeah.
I've got some pics of the things that I did. I interacted with some white cows. I suspected they might be albinos.
Really?
Yeah.
When you say interacted with, what did you do?
I walked over there, and I gave it the old, all right, lads. Mm. And I've not interacted with cows up close much over the years, so I didn't know what the conduct was. Mm. So I ended up doing that thing that you basically do to cats. I held out a sort of a finger and thumb and rubbed them together and went...
To track them over?
I don't know why, but it worked, right?
Oh, good. Because me and my son, when we were at Northumberland Zoo the other week, I told you this, we were doing a thing. Two very brisk hand claps, the hands raised. Like that.
To who? All of the animals?
All the animals. It didn't work. None of them
came. That's almost like, that sounds a bit like you're cross with them.
You think? Trying to scatter them.
It's like a teacher would go, silence!
Yeah, like it was like that.
Whereas I was going like this, trying like almost to indicate I might have a snack for you.
Yeah.
Then they got near, and my wife, I said, I'll give them a bit of grass. That's what cows eat. She was like, you're not supposed to feed them. I said, well, they're in a fucking field with grass anyway. What difference does it make whether, if I give them grass, it just means they haven't got to go to so much effort to fucking lean down and eat it.
What were you giving them? Did you have a bag of food that you bought when you got there?
No, I had nothing. That's the whole thing. Oh, it was a scam. Right. I was pretending I had something in order to lure them over. It worked.
You were trying to commit fraud, basically.
Yeah.
Cow fraud.
I committed fraud on a herd of albino cows. That was my
emotional
Sunday.
Emotional blackmail. Emotional manipulation. Yeah.
Then I tried to pat them on the head because they had lovely sort of curls on their head, white curls.
Oh, yeah.
But every time I went to pat them, they turned their head right up, thinking that I had something in my hand for them to eat. Then I became scared that a cow might bite me. I didn't know whether cows bite men, but I became a bit worried. But when you see the cows up close, man, their eyes are so gorgeous, Andy. They're
they
huge.
Are. Yeah.
And they bulge out their heads and their eyelashes, simply they're to die for,
well,
mate.
Ermintrude from the Magic Roundabout.
Yeah,
the archetypal
unbelievable.
Sexy cow.
I've never been so, I mean, aroused is a strong word, but I was close to aroused. I mean, it was that beautiful. I fancied these cows.
Not sexual so arousal, just you kind of, your heart skipped a beat maybe. You felt like
it was like that. I was like, it was like a rush of like, you were overwhelmed by beauty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. It was like, my God.
And you can see why you can see why we have milk, can't you? Because whoever was the first fella to fall in love with a cow
would immediately
want to wank it off. Yeah, and that's how milk was invented.
It's the first thing you think. That was exactly what I thought.
Yeah,
I went into the stately home, having interacted with the cows and had a stroll around the gardens with hands behind back, in the National Trust style.
Yeah,
I went into the home. And each room in this big fancy home, which had sort of been built in the 18th century, right? I think it had been a Tudor thing originally, but a rich cunt had bought it and done it all up nice in the 18th century. And as I walked through each room, there was a different old person volunteer. They have very old women who volunteer there.
Right.
I was thinking, that'd be a good job for me if I'm not in Spain when I get older.
Something
not job,
it.
But, you know, to keep myself busy.
Pastime. Yeah, pastime.
Volunteer at a National Trust. And a woman comes up to me. Some of them are timid, but some of them are really bold. So as soon as you're in the room, bang, they pounce on you. And they just start telling you shit. They don't wait to be asked. They just start, like, almost like filibustering in your face, right?
Mm.
And she's gone, this is called the eating room, not the dining room. He preferred the eating room. And I'm thinking, who's he? Who the fuck is he, right? Because I then just got this. I almost feel like, whoa, stop, rewind. What are you talking
Britain's
about?
Top journalist. Now, hold on.
I
Let's
need more than
properly.
This. I need to take control of this situation, not you.
Tell me it.
I'll ask the questions. She goes like this, right? She goes, now, she goes, you may be wondering... And I felt straight away, because when people say, you may be wondering, I always feel like going, hey, you don't know what I'm fucking wondering.
I'll tell you I'm wondering, and when.
You'd be fucking surprised what I was wondering about. Let me tell you, the avenues that my mind can wander down, right, would fucking astonish you, right? So don't for one moment presume to speculate about where my mind is wandering.
I'll tell you this. I fell in love with a cow 5 minutes ago. That's some kind of indication of where my mind goes.
And listen,
she'll have gone, yes, we had a lot of that.
My mind is psychedelic, woman. And there is no way that you can fucking second guess what I'm wondering right now.
Woman.
She said, you may be wondering what why it's called an eating room when there is no table, right? And I thought that wasn't what I was fucking wondering.
I've just walked in.
Well, yeah. And she went, well, I'll tell you. And I'm thinking again, I'm thinking, well, fucking will you, right? And she goes, child, despised the smell of food. Well, when she said that, obviously I laughed out loud because it was just such a funny thing to say. Child, despised the smell of food. I thought, who the fuck despises the smell of food? I mean, fair enough, some food, but just like as a blanket thing.
All food.
I hate, what smells do you hate? Like you might go, I hate the smell of shit. You might go, I hate the smell of, some people petrol. Don't like the smell of petrol, right? I love it, but some people don't Sim like dogs. It.
Yeah, of course.
But food, do you know what I mean? She goes, so what he did was he had his eating room. He didn't like it being called a dining room. He liked it being called an eating room. And there was no table, but at 5 p.m. sharp every evening, a very small table was brought in here by the servants.
How small?
And then the food was, yeah, I'm picturing that. I'm thinking, well, small. I'm picturing table. Something like postage stamp size now, right? Like a table for ants. And she's going, and the food at that point will be sent up from downstairs from the basement where it was cooked, where the smells could not come up to from, right? Mm. And then they put it on the table, and he would eat at 5 o'clock, five courses every night.
Five?
And as soon as he finished his fifth course, the table would be taken immediately away, out of sight. The women would withdraw to the drawing room, where they were welcome to have some of Child's tea, which was extremely rare at that time, and was kept in an ornate box, which was padlocked with a key. I'm thinking, fucking hell. Right, stop now. Stop, right? This is you're firing a lot of info at me. And even for me, this is a lot to consume all in one go. So let's start. First of all, who the fuck is Child, right? Because I thought she meant a child. I thought, who's this fucking spoiled kid who's going around saying, I don't like the smell of food. Keep it in the basement until I'm ready at 5. Right? Turns out, wasn't as bad as that. The cunt who built the place was called Robert Child, and he was the lord of the manor. So I thought, all right, fair enough. Still weird that he hated the food, that he despised the smell of food.
Could you not call him Lord Child then, or Mr. Child?
I know,
or something
I
like
didn't
that.
Like it.
Child?
It was confusing. She was making assumptions on what I knew, and I'd arrived cold. I didn't know that I was even going to this fucking place until my wife told me, right, about
that's
an hour before we got there.
Isn't it? It's like they want you to have done some fucking groundwork before you go.
Oh, they want me to make an idiot out of myself and go,
you've got some
she probably
knowledge.
Took a look at me and thought, look at this fucking scruffy prick, right? She thought I was going to go, hey, I'm Child. I don't know what you're about. And she'd go, I mean, of course, Sir Robert Child.
Hey, darling, where's the jukebox in here? I want to listen to some rock and roll, don't I?
Hey, you got a vending machine? I want a can of fizzy pop.
You got spicy vaders in here. I'm bold.
Be fucking quiet, innit?
What time's the puppet show start?
I can murder a game of pool. I'm bored off me fucking tits here. So she said,
fucking Child.
It's Robert Child. It's Robert Child. It was his gaff. And I said, so he had these five courses on his little table at 5 o'clock. Yeah. And then everything was taken away and everyone else had to fuck off. She went, the women had to go into a separate room and they were allowed tea, but he kept his tea under lock and key. So presumably he gave, here you go, fuck off in there. Hey, before you go, sweetheart, here you go. Here's a key, right? Open, help yourself to the tea. You'll see it. I keep it in a box on another little table, right? And I said, so he stayed in here. What did he do? And she went to me, and at this point I thought, I've cornered her here. She doesn't fucking know, but she's going to fucking... She started, what do you call it, improvising?
Yeah.
She went, he stayed in here with the men. And I said, doing what? Because I'm thinking, I can see her game. I'm going to put her on the back foot.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Knowledge have you got?
Stayed in here with the blokes. What did they do then? She went, they talked, and I left a silence. As you know, Andy, silence is a very powerful weapon when you're interrogating someone.
Yeah.
I left a silence, and she went, doing business deals, no doubt. I was like, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. You know you're talking fucking shit now, doing business deals, no doubt. You know what the fuck you're on about. You got one bit of info here, and it's about the little table at 5 o'clock. Yeah. That's it. That's the only thing that I'm taking as cast iron. The rest is fucking sheer speculation and bullshit.
Yeah, people just swallow that whole. They don't come back with any further questions. But I am Britain's top journalist. Yeah. You've messed
you
with the
know
wrong
what
fucker
you were getting
here.
Into. You looked me up and down and thought I was just some snot-nosed punk rocker from the local arcade.
Trying to get it out of the rain.
Yeah, you didn't fucking reckon for Britain's top journalist turning up here and firing some fucking serious questions about, like Scud missiles into your fucking brain.
You'll get put on a shit list. The National Trust will have a shit list. They'll have your picture behind the desk at all of their all of their locations.
Don't let him in. He asks difficult questions.
Yes.
he's a troublemaker, this one.
Oh, God.
I can't believe I'm in the National Trust cunt book.
Well, doesn't take much, does it? I reckon that's about it from this one, because Spain versus France is about to start on the telly.
Is that the final of the...
It's the Nations League final, yeah.
Nations League. So no one knows what that is, though, let's be honest.
No,
but it sounds
exactly,
like a good game.
It's a final, so it might be good.
Yeah, true.
Quick round-up with the predictions. Results. The results bot got one. Me and you both got five. So you're on 39, I'm on 38. Results bot's on 22.
Can you tell me what happened in Turkey-Norway?
It was 1-1.
Whoa! I'm going to watch that
back. Which is what I predicted. You said it would be 2-1 to Turkey. And there you go. The one you got correct was Italy-Belgium this afternoon, the third place playoff, which was 2-1 to Italy. There we are. We are back throughout the week, as always. Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye. Lesbians.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.